I did say at the beginning of the programme that there'd be a quiz question in years to come. Who was the Ulster man who captained Ireland to that first victory against the All Blacks? And, of course, he's now written his name into history yet again. Rory Best. Stephen Beacom, sports writer, is on the line. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. What a wonderful weekend that was for sports.
Incredible. And I have to say, I didn't actually have the opportunity to see the game, but I joined it at the end and I couldn't believe it. I thought, holy smokes, they've beaten the All Blacks. It was incredible.
Frank, it really was one of the most wonderful, exciting, enthralling, stunning, sporting matches I have ever seen in my life. It just had everything. It, of course, had the historic nature of the victory for Ireland. It's amazing, Frank. Ireland have been trying to beat New Zealand for 111 years. 111 years. And in Chicago, the Windy City, they delivered with an incredible performance. They beat them 40-29. They just attacked New Zealand right from the off, and it was fantastic to see. Ireland were scoring tries almost every time they entered the New Zealand half. And then, of course, there was the comeback from New Zealand in the second half, and at one stage they were within 4 points of Ireland, and I was thinking, oh no, here we go again. New Zealand, probably the best team we've ever seen, are going to pull this one out of the fire. But Ireland stood up again, and they delivered with a late try from Robbie Henshaw and won the game 40-29. And I guarantee you, all over Ireland, north and south, people were cheering like crazy.
That's what I joined. I got to the point where people had been watching it and they were just thinking, you know, holy Jerusalem, they've actually won this. And a massive crowd in the stadium too.
Oh, it was brilliant. You know, it was actually like being in Dublin for the Ireland players because there were so many Irish people in Chicago. But right from the start, Frank, you know, there was a feeling in the ground, a feeling in the air that this was going to be a special match. During the New Zealand haka, the All Black haka, the Ireland players stood in the form of a figure eight in tribute to their former international and the Munster coach, Anthony Foley, who, of course, passed away sadly last month. And then after the match, Rory Best, the captain, dedicated the win to Anthony. And it just had that special air about it, you know. But there were so many fantastic performances, Frank, throughout the Ireland team, none more so than Conor Murray. What a player he has become. You know, he was one of the try scorers. And you have to think, New Zealand are the world champions, that right now they're considered probably the greatest team that rugby has ever seen because they were on this 18-match unbeaten run. So for Ireland to come up with the goods against them was just phenomenal.
Yeah, fabulous moment, and fair play to Rory indeed for being the captain of that historic winning team. Stephen, it's been a busy sporting weekend generally, and Chelsea managed to make it to the top of the Premier League, only to be leapfrogged, I think, marginally by just a fantastic Liverpool team. How good was that yesterday?
Liverpool are on fire, Frank. They really are. Up front, the players are just scoring for fun. Philip Coutinho has been the best player of the season so far. And, you know, Jurgen Klopp is just working wonders with that team. To beat any team in the Premier League 6-1 is incredible, really. And they deserve to be at the top heading into the international break. They have been the best side to watch this season. It's a really interesting, intriguing, compelling Premier League this season. I know we all loved last season with Leicester City winning it, but this time I think you've got four or five teams who will fancy winning the championship. You know, you've got Arsenal and Spurs who are on the periphery at the moment, but I think they will come strong. And you've got the top three at the moment, Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester City. It's a fascinating race.